Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Terrell Carter is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love literally with the world. You've seen him both on stage as well as in movies, but he's also been able to use his gift of music to be able to not only do something that he loves, but also to bring attention to causes that matter to him. We're going to talk to him about his new campaign, The Feeling of Freedom, and what it's been like for him to encourage people to be able to love themselves and to stop the discrimination and bullying that's going on out there. You guys are getting ready to listen to the single here in just a moment, and we'll tell you how you can support the project. Stay with us. Here is Feeling of Freedom by Terrell Carter right here on Conversations Live.
Freedom to be who you were born to be.
That was Terrell Carter with Feeling of Freedom right here on Conversations Live for our radio listeners here at 90.1 FM and also online through blogtalkradio.com. Terrell is joining us now to talk to us not only about what it's been like for him to share his gift of music with the world, but also the campaign that he's launched as well to help make a difference. Terrell, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great. Congratulations to you on that single as well as on the single Get Back to You that's coming out April 1st. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment. But Terrell, you know, you have been able to do what so many people just talk about, to be able to share your gift with the world in various forms, on stage, on movies, of course, you know, and singles like that. What has it been like for you to be able to not only have a dream, but to live that dream?
Well, you know what? It's funny. Just waking up every day, sometimes I wake up and I'll have an issue or something's going on, and I stop and think, you know, you're still that little guy from Buffalo, New York, who had a dream to sing and work with some of the people that you used to listen to on the radio, and now they're in your Rolodex or they're texting you or they're talking to you. You know, like to wake up some days and I get a good morning from Patti LaBelle and where you at, son, and how you been, and, you know, things like that, and Stevie Wonder, and people that I've always admired, man. It is a dream, and it's like you are living a dream no matter what the ups and downs are of the business. When you are able to get to a place where, you know, you feel like you are fulfilling your dream, it's something that's just completely unreal.
Right. You know, you actually tweeted because you, like the rest of the world, Terrell, you're busy, at, you know, on the social networking sites as well. And you actually tweeted last week, waking up, realizing again how blessed I am. Even when it doesn't go right, God sure knows how to weed out people in your life. And I think that's really the thing, to be able to do what you love, to know that you're gifted with something that God has given you, and then to be able to share that. So when did you know that this was a gift that you had been given? When did you know that music was your thing and your gift that God had given you?
You know, it's really funny. My grandmother showed me a video that they had when I was in what they called at that time early push, which is before kindergarten. And I actually remember graduating from that. And in that video, they asked, you know, all the little girls and boys what they wanted to be. And this everyone was, you know, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a police officer. And they got to me and I said, I want to sing and I want to be on TV. And I was 4 years old then. So
wow.
I guess I've always known.
You've always known, and now you're able to do it. You know, and as you said, though, in that tweet, though, Terrell, as you know, there are people who have come and gone, you know, since you have been on this journey. What do you think has been the key to your being consistent and also staying relevant?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I always constantly look at my life, my career as not only a privilege for me, but I look at it as, you know, this is something that you have to build the foundations around you that aren't foundations that you build all this wonderful, you know, building on top of it, and then there's no good foundation. That's why I feel like I can continue to make the blocks and make and do things that build a foundation that I can be steady instead of go up really quickly and come down quickly and you never hear anything else. You know, I mean, it's a really tough business no matter how talented you are, and it is a lot more about who you know. So me finding and meeting the right, you know, so many of the right people throughout the years has given me that longevity to be able to continue to, you know, to just continue to always open up doors. And I just got a call for something amazing today, a Vegas show. And I never even thought about it. And I was like, you know what, maybe I'll do that. Then there was a Broadway show for Tommy Mottola. I got the lead role in that. So there's so many different things, man, that can keep you consistent and can keep you out there where people can continue to see you.
Exactly. Totally agree with that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Terrell Carter is our guest. We're talking to him not only about when he realized the love of music that he had, but also what it's been like for him to share that love. Now, that single that we just heard there, Feeling of Freedom, is part of a campaign that you're doing, Terrell, to be able to raise awareness, of course, to be able to stop bullying, and to get people to understand the importance of loving each other and working together. What was the main push for you to start this campaign?
Well, the main push for me to start that campaign was just seeing in the world there's so many different things where a lot of topics where, especially us as African Americans, that we either don't talk about or we have a lot of, I've found, you know, just being African American, not to single out our race, but yet at the same time, there were many things and issues that I would see people dealing with. And because I deal with so many people, I kind of see things that are a little bit different, and I see things from not just in the United States but across the world. And I've seen sometimes that in situations that our people were not as open as a lot of other races to speak about certain things. I mean, it's come a long way. And then, you know, I've also seen where, you know, I guess I'm looking at it from our point of view, to where there are a lot more prejudice in certain issues than I thought. You know, I'm thinking, well, hell, how can we be, you know, so prejudiced with us being, you know, having the history that we have? So I thought that as an African-American man, it was not only my duty and important for me to speak out and say things about bullying, and not just because people getting beat up and talked about in school, but it was more than that. It was more of equality. It was more about racial prejudice. It was more, and from all sides, you know, and it was more about equality. It was more about sexism and all of those things that I thought were so important that a lot, you know, that so many people weren't really talking about. You get people like Macklemore, who comes out as a rapper, who speaks about equality and raps about it, and then, you know, does things to what he believes in. So I felt like, you know what, I want to take a spin, and not only am I pouring into people love songs and other songs like that, but I feel like I want to pour into people the importance of love and awareness, you know, about equality and how to treat your neighbor.
Right, exactly. And I think that is the thing. But you know what I think is so great about this, Terrell, and we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can support it here by going to your social media. But what I think is so great is that you're using the platform that you have. I mean, because you have the attention, you have the online presence, you have the fans. So you're able then to say something and then, of course, to be able to share something. Have you found that that has been one of the reasons why your fans especially have rallied around this? Because you're doing something that is not just about you. It really is about the betterment of everyone.
Right. I think that, you know what this has really done is opened up. I did this in the beginning to open up the eyes and give awareness to a lot of other people that, you know, like I said, but you know what it really has done? It's opened up my eyes, and it showed me that that my calling and what it is that I'm here to do on this earth is just not to stand there and sing and you know, make you feel a certain way or look at pictures and make you see movies or sexual this and this, that, and the other thoughts of this. But I really think that, man, I got more joy. I get so much more joy out of being able to open up people's eyes and to say, look, this is another issue that we can deal with, and be an innovator and a leader in that realm, just as well as an R&B singer and giving people love songs. I can't give you love songs and tell you how to fall in love with somebody if I can't tell you how to love your neighbor or love somebody who's different or something that you don't understand, that you may need to at least open your eyes and say, look, this person isn't bad. It's just that I don't understand this, and maybe I need to speak with you instead of point at you.
Right. And I think, too, I think to take it a step further, Terrell, I think it's about the importance of loving yourself, enough
it
to
is.
Know that you don't have to deal with those situations. You have to deal with someone, you know, mistreating you or bullying you or,
that's
you know,
right.
or making you feel less than. I think that is another part of this.
That's
so as
right.
I mentioned, you know, you have this campaign that's going on. It's called Feeling of Freedom. Mm-hmm. People can go to your Twitter page, which is twitter.com/Terrell Music, and there they can find out about the campaign. But tell them what they'll see when they go to the YouTube video and how they can contribute.
Well, at this point, what we're doing, you can contribute because you can see the YouTube video, which it kind of gives you a snippet of the song, and it gives you an idea of where we're going with it. We're actually going to shoot a major video with the actual song with myself, and I want to have tons and tons of people, 1,000 people in there, and some other celebrity guests that are going to be also in the video who will rally for some of the same reasons. And you can go to my social media, which is Terrell Music, the official fan page of Terrell Music. You can go to my IG, with everything's at Terrell Music, IG, Twitter, everything. And when you go there, you'll see all of the prompts and the links where you can click on it and you can donate for that. And it's going to a couple different charities. We're doing the going definitely to the nationally recognized Stop the Bullying charity, to where it with Lance Bass is a part of that, a couple other people who I'm actually reaching out to now to be a part of the video. I really want them to be a part of the video. So we're kind of just getting all that preliminary stuff together to shoot that. But that's what I really, really want people to donate for, because it's definitely going to the charities and to the people.
Yeah.
And if not not only the charities, but it's the awareness of us also getting out into the community, and me now being able to go through the charities to go speak at colleges, speak at high schools, speak at grammar schools. It's something that I hadn't been doing, and now it's consuming as much time, you know, doing that as it is me doing the concerts and the movies and everything. And so I'm enjoying it all. Because, you know, like you said, it's about loving yourself and realizing that you shouldn't accept being bullied, you know. And because it's not, some of the topics aren't really popular for an R&B artist, male artist, black artist, or whatever you want to call it, to speak
yeah.
about. So I felt like I actually was being bullied myself. Because I thought about it and I said, well, I can't say this and I don't want to talk about that because then they'll think this and then I've had this issue, so I don't want to say this, I want to say that. And I got to a point where I said, I'm no different than the person that's being bullied. I need to get out and I need to speak about this.
Gotcha. That's a really good point. And I think, too, we should say, you know, when people are listening to the song and even when they go and they're watching the video, I think it really shows us that we all have the power. You might have a national platform, but each one of us, where we are, can do our own part. And I think that's really what it's going to take for everyone to realize that we are not going to tolerate certain things and that we're going to do whatever we can, you know, in our own area to be able to bring about the change that we say that we want. So I think that's the other great thing about this is, I mean, even though you're being able to put this campaign together, Terrell, that you're allowing people to see, you know what, you know, it's not just about you, that all of us kind of play a role in this. I began this segment by talking about you have not only, of course, this song that was featured on the video, but also you have the upcoming single coming April 1st, Get Back to You. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Get Back to You is a story that is just – I write songs, and I love to write stories. I know a lot of songs sometimes just, you know, a chance or things like that, but I love a story. And the story is basically about two people being in love with each other. Maybe there's a situation that they just had not a one-night fling, but maybe they weren't, you know, they weren't in the same city, but they were in love with each other. And it talks about living in Los Angeles and having someone who lives in New York, and you're in love with the person in New York, and you're thinking about how all these ways that you need to get back to them, and you're like, I got to jump on a plane, train, whatever I need to get on, but I need to do that yesterday. So you just, and the whole song takes you through this journey of feeling how it is, and then it explains the time and the one night that you guys were there, and how simple it was, but how the feeling lasts over a million years, you know, that it'll go on and on and on.
Well, okay, so we have that to look forward to. Get Back to You, as you mentioned, you have other projects coming up, but that single is going to be released on April the 1st. And also, as you mentioned, I reference your Twitter, but as you said, all of your social media is at Terrell Music, so they can very easily stay in contact with you. Everyone, Terrell Carter has been our guest. Make sure you guys go to his, especially his Twitter page, where there you can stay in contact with him consistently and find out more information
yes.
about the campaign called Feeling of Freedom. So make sure you guys take advantage of that and help be a part of what he's doing to stop bullying and all this different forms. And Terrell, you know, I want to ask you this question. I try to ask all of our guests this. What advice would you give to people? Because you knew at 4 years old, as you shared here, what you wanted to do. What advice would you give about the importance of recognizing whatever our gift and passion is and the importance of following that passion?
Well, I always say one thing. One, recognize your gift and passion for sure. And you can have a passion and you don't have the gift, but recognize that you have the gift enough to know that it will be able to propel you in that. To me, singing is my life and what I do. The acting comes naturally and comes with it. I'm not a dancer, so thank God I didn't sit and think to myself, I got a passion to dance and I'm going to do this. You know
right.
your gift as long as your passion. But yet at the same time, know that every door that closes, it does not matter, and it doesn't mean that you don't have it. I've had so many doors close in my face, and then I get to a total different level with the A-listers, and they are like, where have you been all my life? Let's work. You know, so that shows you, you know, man, you don't, it doesn't matter. A million doors that can close from man, one yes from God can take you to the next level and to the place where you're going. So you know what your destiny is, and you always got to believe in that no matter what.
Exactly. I think that is really the key, and you're hearing it from someone who's definitely living that. Terrell, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so
thank
much for
you.
The time. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Be glad to do it. And we thank all of you for joining us for this segment of our program. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Terrell, if you're joining us on the radio side, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at Blog Talk Radio, you guys can catch the podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. You can do it by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And on both places, we actually tagged both Terrell's Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle, so you can find him on our page. So just click on that link. You can go and listen to the replay completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. I want to thank our friend Entrega for setting up this conversation with us, and also we want to thank all of you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.